Welcome to Chaplain's Corner, a time for self-reflection, accountability, and warrior toughness.
Part of the warrior toughness is having those skill sets on your own to practice on a daily basis. You can't just go into work every day and assume that you're ready. You have to prepare yourself. That's where you get tested, and that's where you find out and realize you can overcome these challenges, these struggles, and every adversity in life.
This is RP2 Lagerstedt and Chaplain Kuczynski. We're here to talk with you all about warrior toughness and how the Chaplain Corps can make you a tougher sailor, Marine, or Coast Guardsman this fine Navy day.
Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm pleased to offer up any advice, any information about warrior toughness.
All right, so chaps, what exactly is warrior toughness?
Well, it's a very holistic human performance skill set that really enhances the toughness of our sailors and focuses on the pursuit of peak performance and mission readiness. It emphasizes a co-equal, and I emphasize co-equal, development of toughness of the mind, body, and soul. Now, warrior toughness really is about a practical mental health skill that helps with character development and teaches the warrior mindset based on the core principles of the Navy: honor, courage, and commitment. It essentially is the foundation for personal resiliency.
So, Chaplain Kuczynski, where did you first learn about warrior toughness?
Well, my first experience was in ODS, so Officer Development School in Newport, Rhode Island. That was in January of this year. I'm a new chaplain, so I'm brand new out of chaplaincy school and ODS. And we had a class on it, and I was intrigued by it, because it encouraged sailors to be stronger than they think, and to think that they are stronger than they think. We oftentimes discount or belittle ourselves and don't consider our own strengths and our capabilities of overcoming situations. Now, we're getting into resiliency, but warrior toughness is about preparing. And I think during our training in ODS, and I'm sure for those who had gone through OCS, you learn those skill sets to overcome yourself to become stronger. And that includes any of our own mental challenges, physical challenges, and even our spiritual challenges and emotional challenges. That's where you get tested, and that's where you find out and realize you can overcome these challenges, these struggles, and every adversity in life.
We're cranking up the heat, Bahrain. It's just what we do. AFN the Eagle, serving America's best.
You know, I do get a lot of sailors that come in, and one of the biggest struggles is that situation they find themselves where they're being corrected. And it's tough if you're younger and you haven't had the opportunity growing up to actually appreciate those moments where you are being corrected in a good way, in a positive way. And so a lot of correction comes up as what they interpret to be either bullying or subordination rather than instruction and an opportunity to actually grow and to become a better sailor, and not just a better sailor, being a better person. And I think going to the chaplain's office is an opportunity for someone to become that better person. No, we don't correct anyone, but we will direct you in how to accept that correction. And I've had a lot of counselings regarding that. And it's interesting to see how a sailor's attitude about that changes during that counseling, and they realize, okay, my chief or my divo or the CO or the XO or whoever is in charge, my chain of command, they're just trying to help me to become a better sailor. Warrior toughness includes that openness to receive that correction. And that's important, because if we're not open to becoming a better person, we're not going to be a better person.
Learning to listen and to receive that feedback.
Exactly.
With a little bit of humorous, a little bit of humility.
Oh, absolutely.
And humor, you know, it all comes into play, this life that we're living. And as military members, learning how to receive that course correction, right? Yep. Again, to get towards that mission, that end state, the goal that we're all striving towards.
Absolutely. I mean, we want to get the mission accomplished, right? But we can't do that if we're turning our sailors away from leadership. And if our sailors aren't open to that direction, you know, we aren't going to get that mission fulfilled. So it's important that both the leadership and the sailors focus on the goal. And warrior toughness helps us to focus on that goal, where we are trying to ready ourselves and build ourselves up so that we aren't just resilient, we are successful.
If anyone out there is wanting to go out and learn about warrior toughness or become certified, where could I send them?
Any individual or the commands can reach out to, and I'm going to say this very slowly, grlk_AWTT@navy.mil. If you email that email address, you can find out about registration or upcoming trainings. Again, that's grlk_AWTT@navy.mil. But you can also go to CanTrack to find out more information about warrior toughness. Again, that's easy to find on your quick links. Also, NETSEA has a page totally dedicated to warrior toughness, and you can find out more information about upcoming trainings. A lot of those trainings take place either at Great Lakes, San Diego, or Damneck in Virginia. However, there may be other locations. And again, you can find those locations or find out more information about upcoming trainings on CanTrack.
Hot enough for you? Try tuning into 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
How does the Chaplain Corps play in this?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Chaplain Corps focuses on the soul part of the sailor. So it's important that we maintain the soul of the warrior in order to maintain warrior toughness. That comes from the chaplain providing religious services or facilitating the necessary means for their sailors to freely practice their faith. They also care for all the sailors by offering confidential counseling. And that's important to keep in mind when you have any issues that you want to talk about. A sailor gets 100% confidentiality. And that's to anyone who walks into their office, no matter what faith group they are part of. And finally, the chaplain also advises the command, keeping them abreast of any rising issues or trends that could affect the mission or the military readiness of their sailors.
Let's pretend here that I got a sailor who's alone and unafraid. How can he do that while he doesn't have someone there? What are some skills that you would be bringing to the table that would help him go and take care of this while he's alone?
Part of the warrior toughness is having those skill sets on your own to practice on a daily basis. You can't just go into work every day and assume that you're ready. You have to prepare yourself, just like someone would stretch in the morning to get ready. So daily practices like prayer, meditation, if you aren't associated with a religious group, you can simply spend some time meditating, reflecting on your own life. For those who are of a faith group, being part of a faith community, going to religious services, and taking part in their events. But it's important for each and every person to know that they have the chaplain available, whether in the office or if you call the duty chaplain on the duty chaplain cell phone. You have that access to a chaplain who's ready to listen and help you at any moment. My office is always open, and my contact information is always available, so please don't hesitate to stop by. You just know that my office is always open for you.
Chap's office, if you all are wondering, is located in Building 100. He's on the first deck, near the tail end of the building, right across from the NSA Chapel. So, if y'all ever need a ear, come on by.
Or if you need a cool place to sit for a while, the door is still open for you too.